Nedarim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, 1-3, and more cases where we're using Hatfasa. We are making something Asur as if it were something else, which essentially is a Korban. Now, the rule that's governing this Mishnah is, the principle is that Stam Nedarim Lahachmir. If a person makes a Neder, and it can be interpreted either in a way that should be binding or should not be binding. So the rule is Lahachmir, we assume that it's binding. We make it binding because we assume that if a person is making some commitment, so obviously he means it to do something. He intends it to be meaningful. And therefore, although he doesn't explicitly say, like, this thing is forbidden to me, if he says it is to me and it's something that's essentially like a korban or ambiguously, but which could be interpreted as like a korban, so then we assume that he meant it's forbidden to him like a korban, and it becomes forbidden. So here is the cases. The first case is ha'omer. If a person says, he directs this to his friend or whatever, you know, his counterpart, another person, and he says, lo chulin, lo ochalach, which literally means not profane, I don't know, lo ochalach, I will not eat to you. It doesn't translate at all, that's the honest truth. But it's understood that what he means is, lo chulin yehei machalcha alai, your food shall not be like chulin to me. Of course, if it's not like chulin, so that means it is like hekdesh, it is like kachim, it is like a korban. So, lo chulin, your stuff is not chulin to me, meaning it's like a korban to me, and therefore, lo ochel mishalcha, I will not eat any of your stuff, from your stuff. Lo ochel lach, again, the lach throughout the whole Masechta is always understood as mishalach or mishalcha, from your stuff. So we say, if a person says, lo chulin, lo ochel lach, we understand what he means is, lo chulin, your stuff is not chulin to me, meaning it's like a korban to me, and therefore, lo ochel lach, I will not eat from your stuff. That would be a binding neder. Or if a person says, lo kasher, meaning he says, lo kasher lo ochalach. So again, your lo kasher, your food is not kasher to me, and therefore, lo ochalach, meaning I will not eat mishalcha from your stuff. Now the word kasher, of course, could mean like iser v'heter, like, you know, like how we use it nowadays, kosher, meaning like not kosher food versus kosher food, but also is in a word that's applicable to a korban. So you understand, lo kosher, we mean he's saying a commitment that's meant to be binding, some kind of hafla, verbal declaration, that his food should be not kasher, which is like an opposite of an acceptable korban, and therefore it's forbidden to me, and therefore I'm going to eat your stuff. Or if he says, velo dechei, so dechei is the Aramaic for tahor, pure, and it's a, you know, it's a way you describe a korban. So again, he's saying like, lo dechei, lo ochalach. Your food is not pure to me. It's like as a korban would be. And therefore, it's not permitted for me to eat your stuff. And therefore, lo ochel mishalcha, I won't eat your stuff. Or if he says tahor, meaning he says lo tahor, your food is not tahor to me. And therefore, lo ochelach. Again, we understand that that could be a reference to korbanos. And therefore, it's a binding nether. Or if he says tamei, or nosar, or pigle. So in other words, he says, machalcha alai tamei, your food is to me tamei, or machalcha alai nosar, your food is to me nosar, or machalcha alai pigle, your food is to me pigle. Now those cases, asur, all the cases, they are binding the darm, because all of them could be referring to korbanos. Now these last cases, tamei, nosar, and pigle, that's often brought together as a triumvirate of different invalidations of korbanos. Tame means it was exposed to some kind of tumah source, invalidating the korban. Nosar is the korban after it's passed its prescribed time for eating or offering that the Torah gives it. There's different times depending on the korban. And pigle is when a person does one of the four essential avodas of a korban. So that was the zrika, excuse me, the shechita, the slaughtering the animal, the kabbalah, the receiving its blood, the holacha, the bringing the blood to the altar, and the zrika, the application of the blood. If in any of those four steps he has in mind that he's going to consume or offer the sacrifice outside of the prescribed time, so that's called pigel, outside the proper time, and the sacrifice becomes invalidated, and to eat it becomes like an Isser Karis. So the point is, these terms, Tamei Nosar Pigel, are words you'd apply to a korban. So if a person says, your food is to me Tamei or Nosar or Pigel, so then that would all be binding in the same way to make it a binding nether. Again, all this because we assume he's trying to do something by saying he's by restricting the food, so we will employ that principle of Stam Nedarim L'Achmir and assume he meant it to be Hatfasa, to connect this to be as if it were Korban, making it forbidden, his friend's food. Okay, now, we're going to have more examples of the same. So the question then becomes, why did it say Usur in the middle? Because we have more things. Ke'imra, Ke'dirim, Ke'etzim, Ke'ishim. We'll have lots of other examples, all of which we're going to say are a problem. Similarly, meaning they're binding. It's L'Achmir, we're going to make the nether binding. So the question is, why did it say Usur now? And the reason is because we want to break up the Mishnah into two categories. The first category we just said. The second category, you'll see before each of the words, there's the prefix kaf, k, which means a comparison, like or as. So it's not, in the previous case, you didn't have to say it's like Tamei, like Nosar, like Pigel. You could just say it is Tamei, Nosar, Pigel. But these ones, ke'imra, kedirim, ke'ishim, ke'etzim, I should say, ke'ishim, all these cases, you have to use that prefix k, or it won't be effective, at least according to Rabbi Yehuda, we'll see later in the Mishnah. So that's why we're breaking it up here. So if a person says, ke'imra lo'ochalach, your food is like imra. Imra is the Aramaic for a sheep. And therefore, I will not therefore eat your stuff, any ochal mishalcha. So what sheep are we talking about here? Presumably we're talking about a sheep that's a sacrificial sheep. Again, it doesn't have to be a sacrificial sheep. It could be your food is like a sheep to me, and therefore what? But again, we're saying stam nadarm lahachmir. We assume he means like the specific sheep that would be effective in declaring it, his food like that sheep, meaning a sacrificial sheep, and therefore a korban, and therefore it's effective. Or if he says kadirim, a dira is like a place where you keep stuff. Monhebrew is like an apartment, but it could be like a deer is like an animal pen. In the Beis HaMikdash, there were certain, lishkos, what do you call them, chambers, where they kept things, including the daily tamidin offerings, those sheep, as well as the wood for burning. So those are things which are considered to be devarim hanadurim. They're like voluntary things that become hekdesh, consecrated, because that they're purchased with money that's contributed. So that being the case, it's like voluntary. So the point is, if a person says kadirim, he means like the stuff in the dira, in the lishkas ha'etzim, or the lishkas ha'talaim, in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore it's yesmi effective, because those things are like hatfasa to a thing which is asar as a davar hanador. Or if a person says ke'etzim, your food should be to me ke'etzim, like wood. Again, what kind of wood? We understand he means the wood that the two logs of wood they put on the mizbeach every morning, that wood, which again is a davar hanador, it's asar, and therefore if you do hatfasa, equating someone's food to that, it becomes forbidden to you as if it were like, quote unquote, like a korban, asar. Or ke'ishim, an ishim is like a offerings that go on the fire. Literally, it means like the fires. And in fact, there are those who learn about the fire itself. Whatever the case is, the Mishnah here is saying this is going to be effective. If you say your food is like ishim to me, or kemizbeach, like the mizbeach, the altar itself, meaning that would be the, he'd be implying the offerings that go on the altar. Because the altar itself is not a davar hanador, no one consecrates the altar, the mizbeach, but the korbanos go on it, and that's what he means, assume it's, we're understanding he means. Or kehechel, same goes the hechel, the sanctuary. Now the hechel is like there's like the ulam and the hechel, like the building on the Beis HaMikdash where they have the, inside the hechel is the kodesh and kodesh kodashim, so there are certain korbanos that are brought there, and we have those in mind, presumably when he says kehechel. Or kirushalayim, the city of Jerusalem, and again, the assumption is he means the korbanos offered there. There are those who learn means the walls of Jerusalem, but whatever. Nadar be'echad mikol mishamshei ha-mizbeach. If a person makes a neder to any of like the utensils that are served, that serve the mizbeach, I mean that are used as part of the offering process. So, you know, like he says, like a mazrek, the thing that splashes the blood, or the mazleg that turns over the things on the fire, or the machta, like the fire pans, and so on. If he equates it to any of those things, so then harezen nadar b'korban, then in all these scenarios we said before, it's as if he effectively did hatfasa to a sacrificial animal itself, and therefore the neder is binding. Reb Yehuda Omer, Ha'omer Yerushalayim. If a person says Yerushalayim, as opposed to ke Yerushalayim. So he said Yerushalayim lo ochalach, as opposed to we said ke Yerushalayim lo ochalach. So he says, so then lo amar klum, says Rabbi Yehuda, it's not a binding nether, nothing at all. Why? Because it sounds like he's saying, like, you know, he's saying he's just saying it as a exclamatory, like, you know, by my life, I won't eat your stuff. So it's like Yerushalayim, by Jerusalem, I won't eat it. But saying by Jerusalem, I won't eat it, does not anything. It's not a shvuah, it's not a nether, it's not effective. So if a person in all this second list doesn't employ the kaf, so he doesn't say ke imra, ke dirim, ke etzim, ke ishim. He just says imra, dirim, etzim, ishim, I won't eat your stuff. Says Rabbi Yehuda, it's not binding, because it sounds like he's trying to say like there's like a declaration that doesn't fit into any proper halachic box, so it's ineffective. Obviously, the implication is that, well, Rabbi Yehuda holds without the ka, it's not binding. The Tanakhama would hold it is binding. So that means if you say your food is Yerushalayim to me, is Heichel to me, is Ishan to me, is Mizbeach to me, and so on, that would, yes, be effective, according to Tanakhama and the Halacha, as a binding neder, all because of this general principle that Stamadar Mlahachmir, if you sound like you're doing Katfasa, and if we can interpret it that way, then yes, it will be effective in making a restriction of effecting Isser on, in this case, your friend's stuff.